constantly been in that passing the baton kind of mindset and mode. And in many ways, I guess, here I am thinking, my last sermon this morning. Because next week we've got the regional minister who will preach a lot better and longer. And then the week after, my last week, will be all age. So what do you preach on when you've stood here for so many years and you're quite used to listening to me and you're now thinking, hallelujah, just one more? But I went to verses that have been quite key in my journey, in my Christian journey, but also my journey in ministry. And so I just want to bring some thoughts this morning on just these two verses. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Notice the first word there, now. It's kind of Paul coming at the end of this doxology, this big prayer that he's prayed. And he's saying, now then. And you often use that word, don't you? Now then, put your shoes on, get ready for school. Now then, brush your teeth. Now then, eat your dinner up. Now then. And Paul is in this now then. Now then, I'm going to give you some thoughts. I'm going to give you some things to chew over as I pass the baton. A doxology is just literally a formula of praise to God. So we've had that, and then he makes these profound statements. And here is the most profound of all. He says this, God is able. Think about that statement. You look at it, and you think, yeah, I can go with that. God is able. Probably wouldn't argue. You open the pages of Scripture and you think about that 4 minutes and all that God has done, and you see all those things and you see what God allowed and showed his people that what they were able to do, and you think, yeah, God is able. I can see that. We don't doubt that God is able in the Bible. And then we read those books of those stories, don't we, of Christian lives and who do the most amazing things. You know, you go to Spring Harvest and you sit there and you hear these testimonies of people that have, and you think, awesome, amazing. And you think, really? And then you think, yes. And you then think, yes, God is able. Note, is able. Is able. Not just in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Not just in people who write very big books about their life and how God is able. But God is able to do the immeasurably more. Paul is talking here to the Ephesians, but he's just as much talking to us. God wasn't able. God is able. And we believe that, don't we, when we sometimes sing, my God is so strong, so big and so able. What's the next bit? There's... Yeah, we sing it because it's the kids. The kids sing it and you think, yes, I can go with that when I sing it. And then you think, ask or imagine. There was a young man who was walking along the beach one day, and he found a genie in a bottle. And he picked it up, and out pops the genie. And the genie says, thank you so much for freeing me from this bottle. In return, I'm going to grant you 3 wishes. Great, says the man. I've always dreamt about a moment like this. First, I want £1 million in a Swiss bank account. Poof, there in a flash, a piece of paper in his hand with the account number and showing he's got all of that. Ooh. Second, I want a brand new red Ferrari right here. And there in a flash on the beach is a red Ferrari. Third, I want to be irresistible to women. Poof. And there in a flash, he turns into a box of chocolates. Now we know, please don't go away saying the pastor at Enfield Baptist Church talks about having genies. Now we know that there's no genies in a bottle. But we do know that we have an awesome privilege to come before a Heavenly Father and ask, because God is able. And when we say that, it should well be QED, game over, we've sorted it. But then I and you, we hit this wall, and then this battle begins, doesn't it? The God that I know is able suddenly smacks up against me thinking, well, will God? Won't God? And the mental battle goes on. If God can do, then why hasn't he? Why would God do that for me? And we have all the doubts that creep in. And then we go through it all in our mind. And then we think to ourselves, oh, I'm not a really good Christian. Oh, if I'm thinking like this, I can't possibly. I believe it, but it's not for me. But it's not true. Because God is able. Jesus tells us to have simple, childlike faith. Stop complicating faith with our very clever Google brains. Simple, childlike faith. Kids believe their dads. Children believe their fathers until they become teenagers and they start getting argumentative. But they believe. And they believe that God can do anything at all. I watch them sing it here, that song, Don't Put Him in a Box, Don't Shove Him in a Corner. Just you see what God can do. And they sing it. And we sing it. But somehow, we don't translate it into our lives. We believe it. And so, don't drop the baton when it comes to childlike faith. Don't put God in a box. Don't shove him in a corner. Just you see what he wants to do. Childlike faith. Hear that statement again this morning. God is able to do. And you get your head around that. But then Paul is amazingly infuriating because he doesn't just say God is able to do, he says immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. It's hard enough getting our heads around that God is able, but now we've got to think about this word immeasurably more. It's a hyper word. It's the same word that we use when we say that kids are hyperactive, or Mandy is hyperactive, or someone has an elbow that is able to hyperextend. It's that same word. Hyper, more, vastly more. And in actual fact, Paul uses it twice here. So he says hyper. So that's doubly, immeasurably more. He doesn't just use it once. He says God is able to do the three-dimensional in our lives. How is it that he's able to? Because here's the crux. Here's the thing that makes this all possible. It's according to his power within us. You see, it's not about me and my ability. It's not about you and your ability. It's about him, and his ability within us. The power that we are given is supernatural. God is able to do immeasurably more, because we have that power. Paul, later on in Ephesians, says it like this. Again, he uses the hyper, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power, listen to this, is the same power, same strength that he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the heavenly realms. That is some power. It is, in actual fact, dynamite. Take that on board, folks. Look at the person next to you and say, I am sitting next to dynamite. And do we sometimes forget that we've been given that power? He doesn't give the power to those that are holy enough. He doesn't give that power to those that have been Baptist for 170,000 years. He doesn't give that power to those that are always at church meetings. He gives that power to every single believer. Believe it. How stupid do you ever feel when you don't plug something in? You push in a button and you think, why the heck is this not working? And then you have a bit of a Tourette's moment and you go, oh, it worked before and everything. And then some nice friend comes up to you and says, well, you need to put the plug in, and go, oh, yes. Now, if you translate that to our spiritual lives, we so often walk around in one-dimensional spiritual lives because we actually haven't ever plugged in to the source of the Holy Spirit. We're able to have that power and not be plugged in. And Paul makes that link. He says it's the power working in us that enables God to do the immeasurably more. Immeasurably more. Not just more, immeasurably more. Very truly, I tell you, Jesus says, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. Do we believe that sometimes? Do we believe that Jesus says, you're going to do even greater things? Even greater things. And I'm not sure sometimes I've taken that on board. He expects us, though, to have that mindset, not to think one-dimensional, not to think black and white, but to think colour and HD. There was a Christian leader in the Soviet Union. His name was Sergei Nikolaev. It was the time of communist atheism, and he said this. When he was faced with opposition to the gospel, he said, don't look at the circumstances, and don't look at what you can't do. Look at your Lord. Call on his power. Trust his timing. Don't put a full stop where God puts a comma. Over the years, I have dreamt immeasurably more for this place. I've dreamt dreams for this fellowship. I scribble things on pieces of paper when I'm like sitting there, and I think, oh yeah, we could do that. And these two verses have always been my wake-up call to the fact that we can do them, because God says he's able to do the immeasurably more because of the power. And here you are, facing a new season at EBC. A new leadership, new challenges, new chapter. Dream dreams for this place. Dream the immeasurably more, because I will never, ever stop dreaming the immeasurably more for you guys. the immeasurably more deepening of your spiritual lives, so that as a fellowship, you are just on fire. Just think of the impact that you as a church could be going forward. It's amazing that you could get to that point where people are out in Enfield town and they're going, have you heard what's happened at Enfield Baptist Church? Have you heard? There's something going on there. It's amazing. Oh, I'm going to go and get a bit of that. And this place is packed out because God wants to do the immeasurably more than you can ever ask or imagine. No full stops, just a comma. The immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. And here's the result of the immeasurably more. It's to him be glory in the church. Church is not a building. The church are people. The church may have lovely, very comfortable purple chairs. They were one of the best things we did, Nick, hey, was to make people comfortable in church so that you don't sleep as much, haha. But it's not the church. The church is you. The church is us. We are church. To him be the glory in the church. In you, in me, in us. It sounds a bit like a French verb, but that's where the glory is going. Going to God, not to the person that stands up here every week and leads, not to the wonderful band that give of their time each week. Where's the glory going? Glory is going to God, and it always will. It's more than the building. To him be glory in the church. The story is told of this stained glass window that said, glory to God in the highest. The story is told that somebody threw a stone at the stained glass window and knocked out the E so that it read, glory to God in the high street. And that is my prayer for you all, that God would do the immeasurably more and that it would be noticed in the high street. And isn't it amazing that God chooses us? That God chooses people like us with this amazing task of sharing his good news. I mean, just look around at what he's chosen this morning. And you think, yeah, God, you can do this because you are an absolutely awesome, amazing God. But then there's a bit more. To him be glory in the church, note this, throughout all generations. The Ephesian generation was that generation, but every generation in the church today. And that is something that so excites me about Enfield Baptist Church, is that we've got all the generations from this to this here on the Sunday. We cater for everyone, for the young, the middle-aged, Sandra, and the seniors. And it's so wonderful to have that covered with Claire and with Sarah and with Marion, that they're looking out for every generation, because church isn't just about the kids. It's just as much about the seniors. It's wonderful, and I will always say amen. Never go for one generation, go for all generations. Several years ago in the news, there was a man in, and this is Perth, Jill, a man in Perth whose leg got stuck between the platform and the train. It was several years ago now. And do you know what happened? That's his leg getting stuck. This is what happened. Everybody on the platform pushed the train so that that man's leg could come up. And that sums up to me church. The fact that we are there for one another. On, on that platform. It must have been the most amazing moment where somebody, they just all pushed. Bit like, never stop honking. Never stop encouraging one another. Never stop. And never, this is the last time you might see this slide, never stop pushing the bus. And those of you that are still on the bus, enjoying the journey, get off it, because you're not doing the future of Enfield Baptist Church any good. Join the pushing, because that's the important. And that is what I pass the baton. Keep immeasurably more. And this is what the message says. The message says this. God can do anything, you know. Far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us. His Spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory down all the generations. Glory through all millennia. Oh, yes. And to you, you say, oh, yes. And the gods, and you say, amen. Amen. Because we need to hear the call of the kingdom. We need to lift our eyes to the King. Let's stand.